Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
SBS Radio. You're listening a podcast of the Greek Language Program and Panos Apostolou. Εύζωνες is the name of several historical elite infantry and mountain units of Greek army. Today it refers to the members of the Hellenic Presidential Guard, an elite unit that guards the Greek tomb of the unknown soldier in Athens' Syntagma Square, the presidential mansion at the Greek capital, and the Evzones camp. Greek-Australian photographer Nick Bourdagnotis followed the Evzones for years, and his work documented in his book, The Evzones Collection. We met and spoke to Nick at Melbourne's Oakley Grammar School, where his work was exhibited a few months ago.
Έχεις γεννηθεί στο Queensland, αλλά θέλω να μου πεις η καταγωγή της οικογένειάς σου.
Ο πατέρας μου είναι στο Αίγιο, Πελοπόννησο, και η μαμά μου με Κρασιάτη. Ο πατέρας μου έχει στο Wollongong, έχει πει στο Wollongong και πριν, after that, πει στο Queensland. Η μαμά γεννήθηκε στο Bundaberg. Queensland. Yeah, that's how they met.
Πατέρας
μου έχει δει εδώ στο Wollongong με ένα suitcase. Μόνο. That's it. Just one suitcase.
Typical. Your love about photography. How did it start?
It started κύθερα. Family holidays. Την ώρα έχω πάρει ωραία, πάρα πολύ ωραία στα κύθερα και όλα αυτά. All my family and friends just used to love it, adore.
When was your first time that you were there?
2000.
2000, first time in Kythera. Was that your first Greek island that you ever visited?
Yes, because my wife's from Kythera. Kythera was my first island, and I fell in love, and since then we've been back nearly 16 times over the last 20 years. I love the island so much, and that's why the Kytherian Association of Australia is actually sponsoring this exhibition nationally. And the Kalinians are sponsoring it nationally too, because I love that island so much.
We've seen several photographers in the past trying to get into the backstage of the Evzones in Athens. You achieved it. You spent several years there. Tell us, how did it start?
It started basically Saint Spirit on Church 2016. They came to Australia to march down Sydney streets for the first time ever in history for Anzac Day. Saint Spiridon, I actually was shooting back then for Saint Spiridon Church and the Archdiocese of Australia. And they rang me and they said the Evzones are coming, and they're coming to the church first, Saint Spiridon. And that afternoon I took some nice photos. I posted it online. They invited me to take some photos, the Saint Spiridon Church. I was invited there. And basically, I took some photos and put them online on the Saint Spiridon page, and they went viral. Back then, everything was always viral. The internet was well open. That afternoon, the Hellenic Club of Sydney gave me a call and said, would you like to shoot the rest of the Evzon tour? And I said, of course, I'd love to. So from there, I went to Greece that year, shot them on the Sunday parade. It wasn't until the year after, the executive producer of My Greek Odyssey, Peter Menez, rang me. He goes, come for a coffee. So I went for a coffee, unexpected what to know. And he goes, would you like to come with me for the first series of My Greek Odyssey to shoot it? I said, of course I would. So then I went there on our first ever shoot. As soon as we got there, 5 hours later, I was climbing the Acropolis with the Evzones, shooting the sunrise. And from there, that's where the love grew.
How were the boys? Were they comfortable being in front of a camera for professional?
Very, very comfortable. They don't even know that I'm there. When they put that uniform on opposite Evzona, basically they change their being and they don't even know that you exist. So they don't even know. I've been on the bus with them. I've been everywhere. I've sat with them. They just don't acknowledge me and they know who I am. I've got to know them very well. Basically, I'm part of the family, Dora. When I go to the garrison, they welcome me with open arms. And I'm very honoured and I'm very humbled to say that it's a love of Greece, a love of the Evzon, a love of everything, and they can see that in my photography, and they're very loving people in there. I've started a little Facebook page where I share my photos with the family of the Evzons, and basically, look, all this wouldn't be possible too if it wasn't for my wife, Irini. She and my two kids don't mind if I disappear to Greece for a month and come back. It's a big thing for my family. I only just thought about this exhibition in 2019. I contacted George Karatonis from Image Smart and I told him over the phone just briefly, we're having a coffee that afternoon and this is what you see. And it was originally just going to be just a small thing in Sydney, when the Evazons were coming out in 2020, but due to COVID, things have changed. And we thought, we gave the program to a few media and Archdiocese, and His Eminence notified me to put on the program. So then we brought on Eleni Elianis. She's actually the curator of this exhibition. She will look after the exhibition. She's an amazing person too. She's actually done amazing things with the camera, and also she's done a lot with exhibitions and knows her stuff with photography and all that.
Last one, any future project? Are you onto something right now?
Once I finish this, completed this, I want to go to America, and I want to go to Thessaloniki, and I want to go to the border of Turkey to shoot the Evazons. This exhibition will go to Greece. Cyprus has already contacted me. Greece has already contacted me. But I have no intention at the moment thinking about it, because I just want to concentrate on Australia and just have the Australians. But it will go internationally, yes. But before I do go to America, I really want to shoot New York and then take the photos to New York. So yeah, it's going to be something special.
Nick, thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.